Okay. And as we saw, the malacha of tefira, of sewing, is closely connected to the malacha of kshira, of tying. We saw that in terms of our first description of kshira based on the Tshuva and Ramesha, we said the Avni Nezer, the Rosh Hashulchan really explain this way too. The Achronim understand that the idea of Kshira and Huadin Tfira is really combining two items together. Ramesha made the Chilik, he made the distinction between Tfira and Kshira, is that Tfira is taking two items, combining them together to make one item, and that the way you would then undo that is by destroying, some fashion of destruction, kireya, ripping it. And kshira, Ramesha said, was combining two things together. You now have a chibur, but they remain two distinct items even in that chibur, and therefore you just have to undo what you have done to get back to where you started from. And that's kshira and matir, kshira and matir. And that's why the Rambam in Perek Yud starts with the malacha of kshira, and after he finishes all the halachas of kshira and atara and matir, he then goes on, and that same parak goes on to tefira. Obviously, he understands also that they are connected. So here the Rambam, after discussing the av malacha of tefer, discusses the tolda of tefer. Says the Rambam, "Amadabig niyareis oireis bekulon shel sefer." Someone sticks together paper, a parchment, with some sort of glue. Someone sticks things together, two pieces of paper, two items together, with some form of glue and something that can connect them together. That is a told of teifer. And yichayev. Obviously, in our minds, maybe it wouldn't resemble sewing. But again, since the concept of sewing is stitching two things together to make a garment, to make then a chibur of two things, so too, says the Rambam, any form of sticking two things together will also be tefira. Would also be tefira. That we'll see. That is a big shaila. The pashtus he's talking about permanently, yeah. But we'll see. That will be a lot of the discussion today. If it's not permanent, so too if one tears apart or removes papers that are stuck together, or pieces of parchment that are stuck together, he doesn't want to destroy it, but actually he wants to do it in some constructive fashion. Areza told us, Tereya, the Chayiv, you can be Chayiv for that. And this is exactly the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Mem, Sif Yudalar over here. Hamadabeg, Niyaris, Yeres, Begun, Shul Seifim, Chayitze, Boy, Areza told us, Tefer, the Chayiv. Why is it told us, Tefer? It says the Bir Alacha, item number 3. Areza told us, Tefer, Ki Tefer in Yonayu, the Lekach Shnei Dvarim Achodim, you take two separate items, and you attach it into one, and therefore you accomplish that by sticking things together. You accomplish that by gluing things together. So here the Bialach is explaining, this is the pshat behind the Rambam's halach, why there's a told of Teifer. It would seem that he's going with the same understanding as Ramesha. Right? He's explaining the same as Ramesha. Putting two things together. Here he says, "Umachabreisim la'echad." You're doing it as one to make it one, and it would be a told of tefer. You can't say conclusively like that, because as we'll see, many peiskim, and especially many of the Heintiger peiskim, many of the modern day peiskim, understand that any sticking of something together, even if you could just detach it, and you get two whole pieces of paper, two whole pieces of parchment, and as whatever you put together, you can just take apart, and they are as they were originally, is also included in this Toldav Tefira. That we saw from Ramesh is not like that. Velcro. There, we have to start making distinctions here, but that you see from many Paiskim, Velcro is not a problem. Okay, and then we'll start getting into where do post-it notes stick.
Yeah.
But there is a svar to say by Velcro that that's not a chibra at all. It's never really stuck together because you have to, obviously you have to say that if you want to zip up your coat. Have you just sewed your coat? And if you hold that tfira, even that's lizman, even temporary tfira is also asr, how would you be able to sew up your coat? How could you button your jacket? To put on a hook, all these types of things. But what Rabbi Halacha says here, why is it a told of tayf? First he says, because tfira is taking two things and making them one. I'm just pointing this out like this, that Ramesha would understand that when the Mechaber says, you stick two things together, however they're going to stick together, he's saying, but with some sort of glue, however you stick them together, according to Ramesha, that became now like one item. How do you know if it's one item or not? That in order to detach them, something's going to have to rip. In other words, you're not going to be able to just smoothly take them off as if they were never stuck together in the first place. That's what's going to come out according to Ramesha. So he's going to learn, he's going to have to learn the Mechaber's case is only talking about where you stuck them together so tightly, so strongly, that in order to detach them, something's going to rip. But that you don't have a right that the Bir Halacha would hold like that. Yeah.
Taking off a piece of paper and nothing is ripping.
From a pad of paper? Yeah, so there you have a different problem. There you'll have a problem probably of mechatech. Because you're tearing paper off from the perforated lines to get a certain specific size. Oh. Like a little cube. Like one of those cubes, like a... the sometimes the post-it notes.
Yeah.
The post-it notes. So let's say the post-it notes, let's say that have that are sticky on one end, that you're like supposed to put on the desk and then write, and they come, you know, one folded into each other. So the way they're put together is just by the stickiness. Right, so according to Ramesha, that doesn't constitute tefira, so it wouldn't be a problem. But again, many, many other paiskim say any form of glue is considered tefira. Now, would they say that by post-it? We'll have to discuss it. But let's start at the beginning here. So that's the Rambam. The Rambam says that if you stick things together, it's a told of tefira. The Bir Halacha explains why. Now, as Rabbi Lichtenstein mentioned before, l'chaira, you could say this is talking about if you do it l'kayama. Because we discussed in tefira, b'kshira, there was a whole discussion about l'oilam or l'zman or l'alter. If it was l'oilam, there was asin d'oraisa. Some amount of time was asin d'rabbanan. And for to be opened immediately, we explained, was mutl l'chatchila. By kashya, nobody argues with that. By kshira, if you tie something, even in a professional knot, professional might be asin d'rabbanan according to the Rambam, but if you tie something in a knot, for one day, less than one day, has no kiyum to it. There's no kiyum to it, according to everybody. And therefore, it wouldn't be constituted, according to the Shitas HaRosh of Rashi, it wouldn't constitute kosher. What about tefira? Do you say the same svara by tefira? Do you say that tefira, lizman, tefira to be opened up that day, is not considered tefira? So here the Beis Yosef in the end of Shin Yud Zayin brings a machlokes rishonim regarding this. The Beis Yosef here, zug shel minel, if you have a pair of shoes, shemedabkim aratzonim, you sometimes get this by slippers, you know, a pair of slippers, or sometimes by socks that they have a stitch sewing them together, really to hold the pair together. So this was a pair of shoes that the shoemaker stuck them together, and when you buy it, you rip the stitch, you rip the string that's holding them together. The chembei satzaver, or the shirt neck, the collar and the shirt, shayatuffer, that was also sewed together. When you get it, you rip the stitch over there, and then you can wear it. Kosabagos Mordechai Peri Bametaimim Sha'osr Lenatkan Zemizet Ladas Riva. You can't detach them from one another. It was sewed together in the by the manufacturer. I mean, you buy it in the store, you can't then break that stitch, you can't undo it to be able to wear it. And he wasn't sure. It was loose, meaning he wasn't exactly sure, but he said it's us to do. That's the Shitas Riva, Rav Yah, really Riva. V'nira midivir Rabbeinu Yoyel v'Rav Yah mishum Rashbam shehevi shama Mordechai shehu muter. However, Rabbeinu Yoyel is the second Shita, in the name of the Rashbam, that it is muter. Hoyel v'loy ovid lehiskayim. So he have a machloikis, is basically, the machloikis is tzfira lezman, tzfira that's going to be made only for a certain amount of time, is that aser or not? According to the first shita here, the shita Riva, it's aser. And according to the Rabbeinu Yoyel and the Rav Yom Hashem, the Rashbam, it is going to be mutter. Okay? Now we'll see his raya in a moment. The Beis Yosef in Simon Shin Mem, I brought it over here in the next Mar Mokum. Zelosh and Shiboy Le Aleket. Kosev Rabbi Shaya, Piskei Arid, Nirali, Sha'elu Sha'isim, Nekovim, Befi Bata Yodayim. Exactly what this looked like, I'm not sure. But in the sleeves, at the end of the sleeve, they would make a hole. V'yeshkut Mechaber Imachat Shemachnisim Bo'isim Anakovim U'mahatkim Aleyem. Bein Amoya Hapsil Musa Menikovim Meir Shabbos Meravach Umahad B'Shabbos. It sounds like some sort of string within that would go in and out of the end of the sleeve, and you could tighten it or loosen it, so you can get it sort of tight around your wrist or loose around your wrist. Oh, when it's cold, you may tighten it, so it would keep it out. Oh, it doesn't fall. Okay, maybe it's like more like a puffy, frilly sleeve. Okay, like we have like a button. Ah, so you would have to pull it up and then tighten it in. Okay. I think it means sleeves here. Yeah. So whether it was in Merav Shabbos, Merav Hamad B'Shabbos, and you want to just loosen and tighten on Shabbos, Bein Mechnisim and Kavim B'Shabbos, so you put it into the hole on Shabbos. Ein Boy Mishum Teifer, the Teifer Lev Avol the Shereitzim B'Kiyum Hashem Hudik Tamid. The Firafa Chirafa Achut Kashaloi Hilko Kishemayisrei Chayiv Chatos. Only if you want it to stay like that, and if you pull it tight, then you say, Ladei Chayiv Chatos. Avol Zeh, this person was wearing it in his, was just tightening the sleeve, Shein Reitzim B'Dukoi El B'Shasha Loiv Shei. You only want it there while you're wearing it, but then you're going to loosen it. B'Shasha Paish Marab Ha'isai, you're always going to loosen it. Ain by Mishum Teifer. In other words, again, this tefira like that you undo within a day, tefira that's meant for only a short amount of time is going to be mutter. Like we explained before, that if you have hooks that you are mechaber b'Shabbos, you have a hook or a zipper or buttons that close the beggar together. On the shoes. V'dafkim yesh nikovim mutter. Aval litfar chut echad bebote yodov. Uchshapoishtai marchiva yichshaloishtim maizchai. Umahadik bote yodov. Tfira yizais. The mali tfira loyamechad mali tfira ilamis. So if it's done in some sort of sewing way, then this Shibur Lalekit says that it's not going to be mutter, because Mali Tfir Le'emech, Mali Tfir Olamis. And as here you have, again, this Shita, it's a different one of the Rishayim, but it's going the Shita of the Riva, that by Tfira there's no Chilik, whether it's made for 5 minutes or it's made for 5 years. It makes no difference. Tfira is Tfira. Yeah, well, if you would say that, by the told of Teifer, L'chair, you should say the same thing. If you medabik something together, so even if you medabik together just for 1 day, it's still going to be us. Right, that's what it would be.
The case of Ben Sabra that mentions different points of the Marikos,
It's the same, except there's two cases over here. One is that you never opened it originally. It was made like that, so you're dealing with Makna Bapatish. And the other one is you tie it afterwards, after it's made. Right.
To remain stitched. So therefore, it sounds like more lumps than your method.
No, but he's doing it. He's loosening and tightening it all the time.
Yeah, but I thought that in this thing, the stitch, it stays stitched.
It stays stitched, but then right, but then you want
to, as opposed to somehow undone. But okay, I didn't know how we were doing before. Is he trying to draw a distinction, or is he in the same case as we're doing about how you, when it's time to take it off, are you doing anything different here, or is it the same as it was before?
Aber lit für gut der wurde ja der was peist im archiv ja so wie meiskai. Yeah, that's an interesting chilek. He's saying he's stitching it up and then you're just loosening it and tightening it. But the stitch, yeah, but his reasoning at the end is because what's the difference if it's tefillah le'amach or tefillah lam? It sounds like you are undoing the stitch, or at least it's considered undoing the stitch when you loosen it. So mali tefillah le'amach, mali tefillah ilamis. Right, no, he's on the stage doing it on Shabbos. Right? The Tfira. You're doing the Tfira on Shabbos. But he's saying, but there you're going to leave that tefira, and you're just loosening and tightening it. So maybe that's why that's usher, that type of tefira, as opposed to the, let's say, the case of the zuk shaman olam. Yeah, they stitch together the shoes or the slippers, and the question is, are you allowed to snap that stitch, because that's you breaking the stitch. Yeah, but it's still, again, the svara is the same. The svara is that since they sewed the stitch together, even though they know that it's going to eventually be opened, they didn't mean to, that it's just to last like that. They're only doing it so they keep it together as a pair. They know when somebody buys it, then it's going to be torn open. That's the svara. And as the svara is, do you say that since it's not meant to be lasting like that, it has no din tfira? Or do you say mali tfira le'amach mali tfira lam? Or do you say tfira has no heter of lizman? Tfira is always usur. Which, in the way we explain, let's say, kshira. Why? I mean, it was the original kasha we had on kshira. When you write something, even if you plan on erasing it a day later, it's still ksiva. So why, when you tie something and you're going to untie it that day, should not be kshira? And we explain, because it has to be a chibur. And if therefore you're planning on untying it, that's not a chibur. So why should tefira be different? Tefira also would seem it is a chibur. And therefore, if I'm going to untie it at one point in time, it shouldn't be a chibur either. But these Rishonim are looking at tefira differently. They're looking, no, tefira is a malacha by itself. When you sow something, automatically you've transgressed that iser on Shabbos, that's tefira. If you're going to undo it, so you're just taking out your tefira. It's like you're erasing your ksiva. That's how they're understanding it. Maybe because it's more of a chibur, according to Ramesha, because it makes it into one item. You can maybe understand it that way, because you made it into one item already.
Like Shira.
But we're saying, it would seem like this machlokes rishonim is, do you say by tefira the same lamdas as kshira or not? Right? That's what it seems to be saying. And as by tefira, if I sow something and I want to undo it that day, is that mutter or not? So he have machlokes rishonim whether that's mutter or not. Right? So what should be the.
Kiyama is what you cry by the shoe, as opposed to Tfira Shakayama is not.
That's the Machlokes. By Tfira, do you need a Tfira that's only that will last or not? Or do you look at Tfira as the malach of putting two things together, even if it won't last, it's still the malach? So that's the machlokes by Tfira. And the two dais are brought here in Shin Yud Zayin Sif Gimel, here in the Shulchan Aruch. It's really in the Ramah, he brings both of them. The Shulchan Aruch says, Matirim Beis Atzavra Mikeshi Shekoshri Koybeis. So the laundry man used to, after washing the beged, would tie the neck of the shirt together, that you're allowed to undo. She'enir keshir shal kayyama. Now that we understand, because it's not meant to last. Says the Mishnah Berurah here, it's in Chof Aleph. She'enir keshir shal kayyama. She'enir osir lehiskayim, rak ad she'yukachenu abalabayis lebeisa. So that is the sheet of the Levush. And that will be a key factor here when we deal with the Tfira also. And the Mishnah Berurah says, B'shem de Levush, that if it's only meant to last until the person takes it home and is ready to wear it, that's Einish Shel Kayyama. Very good. I mean, the pockets of a suit, the two side pockets are usually stitched together, right, for some odd reason. And you have to undo that, right? So the question is, when was that done? Because if it was, the Mechabrika, Aval Eina Pais Kanoise Mechadish to Mesakin Manu. In other words, if it's done before the beged is complete, so then anything you're going to do to undo it is Mesakin Manu. For example, sometimes on the buttonholes, sometimes it's stitched up. I mean, it never got fully cut open. So to open that on Shabbos is makab patish, because the beged really wasn't fully functional until you opened it up. So this too, this pocket, if it was stitched sort of in the process of making it, then it's really makab patish.
That's fair, because what are you going to put in your pockets on Shabbos?
Well, if you have an Erev, so you... Yeah, so you can put stuff in your pocket. What's the problem? Or in your house. Or Yom Tov.
But those who are home by the Lord
would have it. You put in your house, you can put on Yom Tov if you carry. You can find uses for the pockets.
So when you have the dry cleaners, you have the stapled ID number on it. So that's exactly the case.
Right. The staples also, right? Basically, you say that's just a form of tefira.
Only meant until the...
Right, so that's what I say. That case of the stitches in the that may be a problem of makab patish, because, again, the beged never really was a beged until it's fully functional. Unless you say that the beged was full and then they sewed the pockets afterward. So then it was a full beged and then they put it, then there's no different than the kibbutz. Right. I wouldn't know that. You have to ask manufacturers, right.
It has to do with how it's sewed also. If it's sewed tight, then that's why it's so loosely on the
nose.
What if
the laundryman sews it tight, it's
going to
be a problem.
Right. The chiluk that the Gemara makes, this is a brice in Memches and Shabbos, is was it done after it was already a kli or before it was a kli?
Is that a clean finish? Nobody wears the finished pants. So maybe it's not finished until it's sewed up. Then it's definitely something before that. The pockets are sewed before you fix the jacket. No, I'm saying when they made the jacket, for whatever reason, I don't know why they sewed up the pockets.
Maybe they sewed up while they're putting the whole jacket together, they sewed those pockets. So then it was never really, it's not really a usable pocket until you take out those stitches. So that would be a mock of a pocket.
You're wearing it as a suit. You're wearing it. He's saying you can have a pocket between the jacket and the pants. Well, let's say you only wear the jacket with the pants. It's a suit.
Yeah.
So the pants, they're not done until you tailor
them. Yeah, no, he wasn't saying with the pants.
We are disagreeing. I'm saying, assuming we know that the jacket is pocket was sewn up after. They finished the jacket, and then before they sent it out, they sewed up. So Devin is saying you always wear the suit jacket. But if you tailor the jacket, why should that matter? I happen to want something else under the jacket, because that would work for me. I mean, I'm asking you, it's a completed jacket. Someone could put it on, if it's perfectly, they take it away. I put it on, it's always too long. So I've got to get it done. Does that mean that if you know that the pockets were sewn afterwards, for me, I couldn't do it, but the person who put it on, they could do it because they didn't have to... No, it's a completed jacket, but it's just not doesn't fit me.
Yeah, now the jacket look like it will be completed. By the pants, I would agree it's not, because usually the pants come much longer than anybody needs.
Right.
So that's not a completed jacket. Yeah. So that's that case of the tzavra. Now, the Rama brings like this. Hagava afilu kvar niftach. Even if it was already open, rakshechazer uman v'kashrei. The uman retied it together. Oy tafa biachad has sewed it together. Darshum neizin. It'll be also asked to open it. V'lochein aser lenatik elachtich. You're not allowed to detach or cut zuk shelman olam atvurim yachad. This pair of shoes, which are sewn together, darshum neizin. You can't undo that. Afa gavshat tvira eino yel shokayama. Even though it was only temporary, even though it was only meant to last until the person comes home and is ready to wear it, the ein chilek b'tfira bein shal kayama l'shein shal kayama. Right, that was that first shita that we saw, the riva, which is all the shulti gibayim and the simen shin mem, which we saw that by tfira there is no chilek between ein shal kayama or shal kayama. The yesh matirim b'tfira shen shayama. However, he brings there is a second opinion that the matir b'tfira shen shal kayama. And ve'ila hati b'fnei am ha'aretz. Says the Rama, don't be matis b'fnei am ha'aretz. What we see is from this Rama is interesting. Who does he paskin like? The first shita or the second shita? He's bringing these two shitas, right?
He says,
and he said yesh matir, right? So, right. And the klal usually is the klal in the mechaber, the klal was when you have a stam, the achakach yesh aymrim, is usually the stam. However, over here it's just the opposite. Why? Because he ends off the ein lahati b'fnei amoritz, meaning it's really mutter, but since it's a machlokes, so you don't know what an amoritz may think. You know what? If this is mutter, maybe someone else is mutter. So don't do this in front of an amoritz. Mashma from the Rama, but for someone who knows the halacha, and you're allowed to do it. So that's the diak that many are trying to make. That you see, really, the Rama is being mat to such a case. Now we'll see. It's a problem because in Shin Mem he doesn't seem to be matirit. He says if you get a pair of slippers that are sewn together, right? The first sheet tells you not allowed to undo it because there's no chilek by tefira, which is kayama einish al kayama, and there are a second opinion that says it is okay. That's the second opinion. So we're saying who does he pass like? The first opinion, the second opinion. So now we're saying he'll probably like the second opinion because he just says vein la'ad v'nei amoritz.
Right.
Because normally you would read it like this. It's usher to do this. Some are matirit. That means he's saying it's usher. Now, where this comes into play in a modern shaila, this is all abstract now. In a very modern shaila is, are you allowed to diaper a baby on Shabbos and stick the tabs onto the diaper when you're diapering a child? That's some sort of stickiness that's supposed to stick. That tab is supposed to stick onto the diaper, and that Lucheru was saying in Medabik Niyores is a toldo of Teifer, so it's a case of Tfira, right? Same thing as putting on a band-aid. Putting on a band-aid on a cut. And you tape, let's say, onto the band-aid. It's Tfira. You're sticking it onto it. To, that's Tfira. So, was that mutter or not mutter? Right? So if you go with the Rishayim, it seems the Machloik is Rishayim. It's Tfira Lezman Shenish HaKayama Aser, because we don't make distinction like Kshira, or the Yesh Matirin.
Some people are careful to open and close the door of shop.
Yeah.
But the issue is sticking it on your hand, not opening
your clothes. No, he's saying, aside from that, another problem maybe, a makab apatish. It's a separate thing. Disregarding that shayla for now, makab apatish. Are you allowed to stick it on to the child or not? Now, it's obviously not.
There are two acts. There's the taking off of the first thing, you're taking it apart. I mean, it's probably the same shayla over, but the first thing you do with the pamper thing is take the tape apart,
right,
to the stuff together, and then you reattach it. It's really two acts of, one act of fear, one act of.
So that shayla is really kireya. To take the tab off from the diamond first, and that's a shayla of kireya, and some want to say makab patish because it was never opened before. It's not usable. You're now making it usable. Yeah? Now, those who hold it's asim deraisa to do. And the same shayla is you open a band-aid on Shabbos. You get a cut, yeah? You have to open a band-aid. Now, they have these plastic white tabs that are on top of the stickiness of the band. Some want to say that's makab patish because it wasn't usable beforehand, and it's again, it's kireya. Two things stuck together, it's kireya, right? No, why not?
It was usable, and then they put the plastic on the gluey part so they could package it. But it was usable before it was.
Okay, I guess you would have to also find it. We have to find out from how they actually manufacture band-aids and when that tab is put on. But it's like the Mechaber says, if the Uman puts it on, or the Ramah adds, even if the Uman puts it on afterwards, but v'kosher teifer biyaka gider sheuman oisin, it's still aser. The only heter would be based on its enish shel kayama. In other words, based on this shita that we saw, that sit by the zug shel shemanalim. Since the whole purpose that they put these teeth together, whether it's the tabs, whether it's the sticky things, whether it's the plastics, whether it's the stitch in the slippers, it's only meant to be there until the point where the person then takes it home and then opens it and ready to use it. So there's the shita that holds enish shel kayama. And others hold, no, when you're dealing with tefira, there's no such thing as enish shel kayama. That's this shayla here. Even in enish shel kayama, if you look at this mishtaburi here again, the middle maramakum on this second page, chafalef in the mishtaburi, enish shel kayama, he brings a machloikis. She'enei osir l'skayim rak achi yikachenu abal bayis lebeisei. That's the levusha shita. Enish shel kayama could mean a month, 6 months, right?
First use.
It's basically first use. It could have been you bought these slippers. It could have been made in China and transferred to the U.S. and then bought in a store. Could have been in 4 months that this thing is. Enish shel kayama doesn't mean within a day, but if it says when the person is ready to open it, and that's when they originally put it together, was only meant to be lizman. And as it could be a few days, it could be a few months, but that's enish shel kayama. V'yesh machmirin, the Taz holds. According to the Taz, it's only going to be mutter if it's meant to be undone that day. So you have a machlokes, do you have a heter of enish shel kayama? And you have a machlokes, how much is that heter? So it would seem that the only heter to put on, let's say, the tab of a diaper on, or put a band-aid on, would be that you're assuming Tfira Shenish Shel Kayama is mutter, and let's say in the case of opening these things up, taking the tab off of a band-aid, is Enish Shel Kayama is Achi Kechena Babayis Lebeisei. Yeah. Right. No, it means like David said, first time use. When the person is ready to use it. Yeah. Lachar, it doesn't. This shita, right? He assumed you didn't buy it on Shabbos, right? So you bought it on Thursday, but you forgot to open it. So now your question is, oh, am I allowed to open it? Well, they only made it to Shenish Shel Kayama. That would be the heter of opening these things. So again, from the Ramah it says Viesh Matir, and he seems to be Mekel, because Ein La'adav Ne'amar seems to be Mekel, you can go with this Shita. Right? We see, if you look at there's a Mechaber in Shimon Shinren and Reishnun Tess of Zion. We see a similar case, not talking about Tfiro Kshira, but a Tanner Shamanichim by Achamin. They put the hot stuff in the oven, the Seisman Pim Vidaf, then they close the oven door with a board, Visharkin Oisei Betit, and they smear some clay around the outside. So, Mutter Lister Oisei Stima Kedelaitzi Achamin. On Shabbos, they would then break the seal, break the bind of the clay holding the board in place. Why is that Mutter? Because, says the Mishnah Berurah in Yutes, Mutter Lister, She'ein Zeba Klal Stiras Binyan Afilim Adravan, Kimur Shalei Nasa Lekiyim Klal. It wasn't meant to last. And as you see this concept coming up again, there's something that's made and not meant to last at all. It's only temporary until you have to, you know you have to undo it. That is going to be Mutter. The Ramah there says, Yesh Machmirim, not to do that. He says, better to do it Ayidei, a cotton, or Ayidei, a goy. Interesting, I think this is maybe the only time that the Ramah ever says you can do something Ayidei, a cotton. It's a fallacy that people have, like, you know, you can't do something, but just have a little child do it. It's usher. It's usher to tell a child to do anything that is usher to do. You can't have a child to do it. And here, because it's really, it's mutter, mikra adin, but there are shittas that say it's usher, so therefore he says, ayideh kan is mutter to do. So, to my knowledge, the only time that he says you can do something, ayideh kan. For the use of the gadol, it is. That's one case, and you have another case here in Shin Yudalid on the last page here. Case in Shin Yudalid is like this: Chois Mois Shemekarka. You have something that's closed and sealed. Kigaindela shel bar shakasha bechevel, like if a door covering a hole in the ground, and you tied a rope around it, and it's tied, it's knotted. Yochel atira, you're allowed to untie that knot. The lav kesher shel kayamahu, because it's not meant to last. Shari oimid lahatir. Avalei mafkia v'chaytech, but you can't break it, you can't cut it open. Mishum stira, because that's it's on the ground. V'davka kisha osu l'kayim amanash alei l'asir b'shabbos, avalem enoi osu l'kiyim klal mutter. In that case, we just learned in Reish Nuntes. So here the Mechaber is saying again, something that's never, that not meant to last at all, it's just there for temporary purposes, it's just meant until you have to open it, is not going to be usher at all.
The
thing that's going to appear, that's because on its own it will disappear. Right? Here, this is a case where I have to undo it. But he's saying, but since when I do it, I only do it with the intent that I know it has to come open. I'm only doing it, let's say, to with the daf in front of the oven. I'm only doing it to keep the heat inside. And therefore, that's not considered to have any kiyum in terms of binyan, any kiyum in terms of kshira, and I say any kiyum in terms of tfira. Which would really, I don't understand the whole shaila with the tabs of the diaper, or the call them the tabs on top of a band-aid. I don't understand why that should be any isser of kireya, any isser of makabapatish, and I'll tell you why. Why do they put on the band-aid, they have two sticky parts and the gauze in the middle. Then they put these white tabs on each side. Why is that there? It's not meant to stick to it. It's not meant to stick to the band-aid. If it sticks to it, it will take away from the stickiness. So it's really only there to be a shield to keep the stickiness on the Band-Aid as when it was originally made, to keep it its stickiness, right? So it's not even meant to hold things together. Right. So it's there merely, I would say, mamish like the daf in front of the tanner. It's just there to hold the heat in place. Here it's there to protect the stickiness, but it's not meant to attach two things together. It's just meant to protect it from something else. I don't understand why there should be any shiloh of kerei in the first place. Huh?
You need a child to open it then?
I wouldn't think so at all. Oh, so you want to say, oh, the Ramah, by that case, the Ramah in Reish Nuntes, right, Yesh Machmirin, so why is Yesh Machmirin? Here, on the third page, there's Mishtabura Chavbeis. Tai Mamdul, like him, is a Tayach Betit. Yesh Bezek Tzatz, Mishum Stiraz Binyan, Mishum Stiraz Binyan, Ulekach, Yesh Lahach Mechadavshir. So that's only because there it's made tightly, it's made with tit, there's some breaking involved, so it resembles binyan. But this thing, it just comes off no different than Velcro. You know, I think Velcro is harder to tear apart than this tab. So I don't know why it should be a shayla in the first place. But
according to Shita Taz, it's any also that you know on the same day. So according to Shita Taz, even if the purpose is to protect it for to keep the glue on it, but it's not meant for just one day. It's meant for Kavanah. So according to the Taz, I guess that's where the chashash for this comes in.
Like this, yes. Yeah. So the Taz was referring to a case of kshira when they used to tie the neck of the shirt, and he says it has to be that when the kebe is tied, it has to be undone that day. So he's makmir. So you want to say, well, let's see, let's bring it over to the tefira case. Even if this would be tefer, right? Because the Rambam says yimadabik niyaris is tefer. So even if this would be tefer, you have the Taz has to be done on that day. It's not done on that day. I'm saying that in such a case, I don't even know why it should be tefer. Forget that according to Aruch HaShulchan and Ramosha, that's b'chalal not called tefira. Just sticking these together and you take them apart as is, it's not called tefira. But even if according to the Shittas, they want to say that sticking these together is tefer, I don't see why they should be considered sticking things together. My point is not that they should be together. My point is actually that it should just be on top to protect it. I don't want it together. By the tab on the diaper. Right, I don't want it together.
But you protect it by keeping it together.
That's the use. But tefira has to be some sort of chibur. It has to be that I want it adjoined together. I don't even want these adjoined together.
I want it for a certain time. I want it to be together so that it gives it protection.
Were they ever manufactured without those things on the top?
No, it's out of clay. It's not usable without the protection. You couldn't sell them.
I understand, but let's say like this. Let's say they sell a shirt, right? They sell a shirt. It's a new shirt, and they put a sheet of plastic, right, in between the box and the shirt, so the shirt shouldn't get dirty from the box. Yeah. So you have to take that plastic off. Is going to be kireya? Huh? It's loose. So, but the point is, I'm saying that the tab on the Band-Aid should be the same as the plastic in front of your shirt. I don't want it stuck together. I want it just to be on top that you shouldn't lose its stickiness. I don't know. What do you say? I can't argue in all the paiskim that they all say it's a big problem. I don't see why it should be. I don't want it to be combined. I don't want it to be mechubra.
If this is you want to
Well, the truth is here, but you're pulling it off. It's not lekalkel. Yeah, it's kareya manas lasaki in action, which should be a deraisa still. Yeah. Now I agree with you. Like the case, let's say putting the tabs on the diaper when you diaper a child to put the tabs on, then you want it to stick together. Do you want it to stick together? That taka is according to Ramesh, is certainly not a problem because it's not really its fear. You just take it off as is. And according to, there are some brands that actually when you stick it onto the plastic part, when you take it off, it actually rips the plastic. That would be Tir Kuliyama. And then you would have to say, then it would be a Shaila, then do you go with this first sheet in the Rishayim, Tfir Enish Kayam is Mutter, or you Machmir? Right? And if you Machmir, then there's no way you can diaper a child on Shabbos, at least not with these tabs. Right? So one heter that they say, aside from the relying on the sheet that ain't a kayama, is or even going with this machlokes, is that let's see like this. Let's look at the third page. We said the Mechaber in Shin Mem had said, brought down this Rambam, that when you stick things together, it's a told of Tzvira. And when you detach them, it's a told of Kereya. So now on that, the Mogen Avram in Shin Mem, Sifkan Yudches says, a told of Kereya, nearly, in Nidbeku Adafin La'adodi Ayde Shaiva, let's say, unintentionally, two pieces of paper, or two pages of a sefer, get stuck together with wax, oy bishash kshira, or while in the middle of being tied, they stick together, mutl apaskon, you're allowed to open it up, k'maisha kasev is shin yud dalid sif yud, which is the case right before this, right? Why? Delaynase lekiyum kolshkin hakadanase memela. In other words, he says, if something gets stuck together unintentionally, that you're allowed to pull apart. Why? Because it's nasa memela. And where do I know that from? I know that from Shin Yadala, where it's not nasa lekiyum klal. Now, why does the Magen Avraham, they ask the Magen Avraham, why is the Magen Avraham just on his own sort of paskining, like the shita that holds tfira she'ena shel kayama shleinasa lekim is mutter, if the mechaber himself in Shin Mem Siv Gimel, which is not here, I didn't copy that, he himself holds that a tfira she'ena shel kayama is aser. Tfira she'ena shel kayama is aser, the mechaber holds. When that machlokes is rishonim, if you have tfira she'ena shel kayama, is that a heter or not? Is the Mechaber says, and this is in Siv Zayin, that it's aser, even though it's only for a temporary amount of time. Right? So why does it aser? Why does the Magen Avraham pass like this? Which the Mishnah Berurah here in Sifkan Mem Hei passes like the Magen Avraham also. And they make no distinction. Oh, it's a machlokes. What happened? Why don't you say it's at least it's a machlokes? So on that, they want to make a chilek that the Magen Avraham here is only being makel in a case of toldas tefira. There's a mechaba when he says the case of tefira she'ena shel kayama, where we mentioned the machlokes rishonim, which the mechaba is machmeran, even if it's not nasa lekiyum, it's asur. That's in the av malach of tefer, when you're actually sewing something up, even if it's meant for a day, it's going to be asur. Now she'en gain by the told of tefira, where you're sticking two things together, for that, that's where the that's where the Magen Avraham, that's where the Mishnah Berurah make along. In that case. Yeah, this is Rambam himself. Yeah, it's saying what it resembles Tfira, like the Bialoka says, you're sticking two things together. Yeah, so we see on that case, that's where they'll make them. So according to that, then, here you see if it's Leyna Asalakim Klal, there's no Isser of Kareya, there's no Isser of Tefer also. Which would mean also the reason why it would be Mutter to stick the tabs onto the diaper, because that's only at most a told of tvira, according to those who want to be madama. So also it's a told of tvira, and at most me undoing it is a told of kareya. And if that's not meant lekiyum, that's going to be mutter. So even according to the taz, it's meant to do that, undo that day, to put it on for less than a day and take it off for less than a day. Certainly going to be mutter. And by the cases of Now go back to the case of the Band-Aid, to take off that tab off the Band-Aid. So there, again, according to the Magen Avraham, since it's Leinasa Lekiyum, it's going to be Mutter. Only Shiloh Bid, how do we pass it? Passing like the Levush, or do we pass it like the Taz? Do you need Einan Asa Lekiyum means until you use it the first time, or Einan Asa Lekiyum is within that day? So there, Rav Shlomo Zalman says the halacha, he says, you see from the Paiskin, the halacha follows the Levush. Until the first time you bring it home and use it, that's called Leinasa Lekiyum Klal. That's another heter reason why I think most people are talk to Michael on tearing it off. But at least that is the shiloh of it. Again, the shiloh of the tabs of the diaper, the shiloh of the tabs by the Band-Aid. Based on this shiloh of Tzfira, do you have a heter of Tzfira Shaleinasa Lekiyum or not? Okay. Hold it.
So the thing about the Tanya, are you trying to parallel from that to the tabs of?
Yeah, we want you to say that's one case.
So the Ramat Paskin is better. Actually, that's Ayudei and Yehudi, right?
Yeah. So that was David's Shaila. But so why don't we? Should we dafka do it? Are they cutting? So of sale over there. Right. No, but look in the next page. You have the Mishtabura on cutting. What is that? Chav Beis. The Yesh Machmir over there, I'm saying, is only because there itaka resembles binyan, because of the way that it's made. So on that case, itaka would be machmir. And that gives me Machmer. But you see, like in Shin Yudalit, he was never Machmer. Shin Yudalit, by that case of the Chais Meisha Bekarka, Davki Kishos Lekiyim Al Menash Loila Asira B'Shabbos. But if it's Ein Os Lekiyim Kalal, it's Mutter. And there no one's Machmer over there, right? And even though he tells to the Dav Shemasim, no one says, the Ramah didn't say Yesh Machmer over there. So that's why in this case, you wouldn't have to Machmer.